Sweetest friends, this year should be a special S'chus for Amorni Mores Sheyichil, S'chus Nechaget Abbas Baruch Lester, V'chol Yotzei Chalatzehal, V'ili Nishmas Shlomo Ben Shimon. It says in this week's parasha, Himutzeis V'hishochel Chamiya Leimor Le'isha Sher Eile Lo Anochi Hara. So she sent the things that he had given her. The Simanim Tamar sends to Yehuda before she is taken out to be burned, because Yehuda suspected her of forbidden behavior, and now she is sending him the signs to show that really it was you. Look at who these things belong to, this signet, this staff, these wicks, look at who they belong to. So, in this way, she was merames to him that you're the guy. So, it says in the Gemara in Brachas, Mem Gimel Amid Beis, Ksuba Samach Zayin Amid Beis, Sota Yud Amid Beis, Bav Mitzia Nintes Amid Aleph, that it is Noach Lola Adam Shiyapil Atzma Lekiv Shana Eish. It is more pleasant for a person to throw himself or herself into a burning furnace, v'lo yalb pnei chaveiro b'rabim, and they don't embarrass their friend in public. And we learn this from Tamar, that Tamar didn't want to embarrass Yehuda, even though if she doesn't embarrass him, they are going to kill her. But Tamar said, you know what, better they burn me than I embarrass Yehuda. She did not want to embarrass him, because it is better to be thrown into a, it is more pleasant, noachlo, more pleasant to be thrown into a burning furnace than to embarrass your friend. So she went to great lengths, Rebbetzin Tamar, not to embarrass Yehuda, even at the, to the extent that she endangered herself, that she'd be thrown into a furnace, that she'd be burned for her Aveira. So Tosus asks in Sota, if it's true that embarrassing your friend is so severe that it's better to die than to transgress this Aveira, then why isn't embarrassing your friend enumerated among the three major sins, the Harig Val Yavor, Avodas Kochavim Gila Rash Vichos Damim? So it should be another one, Halbanas Panim. And Tosfos, that the Aveira of Vanas Panim isn't explicit in the Torah, and the Gemara only mentions those averos that are explicit in the Torah. That is Tosfos. Rabbeinu Yonah and Avis, Perek Gimel Mishnah Yod Aleph, explains that in a chinami, it's included in the Gimel Averos, because Halbanas Panim is told as Rechitza. Halbanas Panim is an accessory of killing. Like we find they have accessories of Avodas Kochavim, and we have accessories of Gilei Arayis. So Halbanat Panim is a tolada, it is a byproduct of Ritzicha. And Rabbeinu Yonah explains that the reason it's a toldas Ritzicha is because when you embarrass somebody, the blood is drawn from their face. Kidamrin Chazina Le Da'azil Sumka Vasi Chivra. The sumka, the red, goes away and comes along the chivra, comes along the white. So by causing the blood to be drawn from the person's face, not drawn in the Amelia Bedelia sense, but drawn, taken away from the person's face, that is a problem of toldos ritzicha. So it is one of the big three averos, and one should die before doing it, according to Rabbeinu Yonah. It's a big chiddush. It's actually like killing. So we see that this member of Noach Lola Adam is a din. And in the Gemara, this is brought l'chumra. In other words, one has to die rather than embarrass one's friend. So asks Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Hagon HaGadol Rabbi Avram Genachovsky Zecher Tzadik Livracha, what would be the din l'kula, that in order to save your friend from Misa, you have to embarrass yourself in public? Do we pater you? We say, hey, chayecha kodmin. I don't have to embarrass myself. Because embarrassing someone is like killing them. So I don't have to die in order to save my friend from dying. So according to Rabbeinu Yonah, if you understand this halacha kipshuta, and I've understood it kipshuta, but if you understand it kipshuta and that it's a din, that it's really like killing somebody to embarrass them. So if you would I have to embarrass myself, would I be allowed not to embarrass myself in public, even though that's the only way I could save my friend's life? Because embarrassing yourself is like killing yourself. Embarrassment's like death. And I don't have to die in order to save my friend from death. So therefore, do we say Lekula, you don't have to embarrass yourself in order to save your friend from death? That's the clair of Rabbeinu Avram Zatzal. Or let's say you see somebody is going to embarrass someone else. Is it permitted to kill him? Is he a rodef? If you understand it kipshuto, then maybe this person's a rodef. He's going to embarrass his friend. So again, here in the Gemara, we have it as a chumra. You have to be machmir on yourself to be thrown in a burning furnace rather than embarrass somebody. What about the opposite? What about not embarrassing yourself, even though it'll cost your friend his life? Or what about the person's about to embarrass someone else? Is one allowed to kill him because he's a rodef? Or let's say linyan chil Shabbos. If he's mechalel Shabbos, he can save himself from halbanas panim, from being embarrassed. Embarrassment is like dying, and you don't have to keep Shabbos at the expense of dying. Right, we know that pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos. So if that's true, then maybe one's allowed to be mechalel Shabbos in order to prevent halbanas panim. Either Rabbanus Panim of himself or Rabbanus Panim of somebody else. But you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to prevent Rabbanus Panim. A person has a stain on his shirt. People say, oh, I have a stain on my shirt. I'm so embarrassed. And at Shabbos, you're not allowed to clean off the stain. So you're allowed to clean off the stain to save embarrassment. Some women say, oh, if I don't put my makeup on Shabbos, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed. Everyone's going to see me just like I really am. So, is it mutter? Do we permit such chil Shabbos? So it would appear that we're not mekel. And this din of Yamal b'matzmo, of Yashlich atzmo l'kivshan ha'esh, of being thrown into a fire and not embarrassing one's friend, is only l'chumra. That it's noach l'ladim that he should be thrown in a kivshan ha'esh, in a burning furnace, and not embarrass his friend. But l'kulam, to say that I'm not going to be embarrassed, even though it would mean saving my friend's life, or Shabbos, I can be mechal Shabbos to prevent embarrassment, that we don't say. And I think that's all the, even without bringing raya l'davar, I think that's what we would all say instinctively. Now let's say he's about to embarrass his friend, and he can prevent this either by throwing himself in a furnace or by being Mechal Shabbos. So it would be permitted to be Mechal Shabbos, not to prevent the Halbanas Panim, not to prevent the embarrassment, because that's Aser, Chil Shabbos around embarrassment, but to prevent him from being thrown in a furnace. Because if the other option is being thrown in the furnace, then you're being Mechal Shabbos to save your life, literally. So if what we're saying is true, that there's no kula by Halbanas Panim to be over Averis, or to be Mevatel Chiyuv Hatzala, that if you have to save somebody, so Halbanas Panim isn't an excuse not to save them. So Tamar sent to her father-in-law these simanim that he should recognize them. Rashi explains that she said, if Yehuda's modeh himself, will be modeh. And if not, let them burn me and I won't embarrass him. But now let's look at it from Yehuda's perspective. Yehuda's now chayev to admit his sin in order to save her. Yes, he's going to have albanas panim, but he's chayev to admit. So it turns out that Tamar caused Yehuda to be embarrassed. It's not that Yehuda has two options to admit or not to admit and let her be burned? Because he's chayev to admit. So it turns out that Tamar was Mevayish Yehuda. So Bishlam, if we would say that his halbanas panim prevents him from saving, so he really has two options. He could admit and he could also not admit. So he has a choice. She's not embarrassing him. But now we're saying he has no choice. He has to admit his sin in order to save her from death. So, well, what did she help when she sent him these simanim? She's not embarrassing him. Yes, she is. Because he is now obligated to admit his sin. And that's going to be an embarrassment. So one possibility is, Rav Avram suggests, that when she says Sadka Mimeni, she's not... When he says Sadka Mimeni, she's not embarrassing him. Because it says in Tainus 15b, Anadam is Baish Me'atzim, is Baish Me'acherim. You can't compare somebody who embarrasses himself to others, right? We all know that. You embarrass yourself, it's not the word. When someone else embarrasses you, it's a lot worse. So maybe it's not really that much of an embarrassment. Well, you have to be choker in this whole inyan of how much of embarrassment's an embarrassment. There are many different levels of embarrassment. But if he's embarrassing, when he says sadka mimeni, when he says that you're right, and he embarrasses himself, it's not as bad. So that's not considered, that's not on the majorega of halbanas panim. Halbanas panim is if she would have said it. But if he says that Adarav, he comes out the good guy, oh, I'm admitting my sin. So maybe that's not on the level of busha. Or maybe no. Maybe it is a busha, and then we're back to our kasha. And in the end, she's forcing him to admit it because he's halachically obligated. So that's an interesting chakira, and we've discussed this in the past, and I hope to get back to it in the future because there's nothing more delicious than talking about Nyanei Bein Adam Lachavero. Even though, to be honest, there are many topics that are this super delicious. So, but definitely a shout out to Ben Adam Lachavero is great. Okay, so we should be Zelchem Mir Tzeshem, Lachzor V'Lishnas Perek. Shalom, shalom. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest.